The massive gas leak on Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline last month was the largest in Wisconsin in more than five decades. It's Wednesday, September 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some 50,000 mail-in ballots are already on their way to Wisconsin voters, but the U.S. Supreme Court could still weigh in on the rules for those ballots. And Wisconsin farmers and meat processors are weighing in on the Trump administration's latest efforts to fix a nationwide shortage of beef.
There's a lot of strong statements that have been made that don't have a lot of context.
Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jill Nadeau. I've been gardening all my life, and I'm still learning. Whether you're planting your first tomatoes or tending a garden you've had for years, there's always more to know. Join me with your questions for our expert guests on Garden Talk, Fridays at 11 with an encore on Saturday mornings at 5, right here on WPR News. Let's grow together.
A gas leak that occurred last month on Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline is the largest oil and gas spill reported in Wisconsin in more than 50 years. As Danielle Kading reports, this is according to a review of federal data.
WPR reviewed data on hazardous liquid accidents submitted to the Federal Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration since 1970. Figures show a leak that released 1.3 million gallons of mainly propane and butane from Enbridge's Line 5 is the state's largest release from pipelines used to transport oil and natural gas liquids. Evan Feinauer is a senior staff attorney with Clean Wisconsin.
And I think everybody should be alarmed and concerned and have a lot of questions.
Enbridge said the leak began when an unoccupied truck rolled into an open excavation site and struck the pipeline. The company is now building a new segment to bypass the leak as work has resumed on rerouting Line 5. Environmental groups are calling on Governor Tony Evers and state regulators to revoke permits for the project. They also want to ensure state agencies are managing air and water monitoring. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers says another 42 electric vehicle charging stations will be coming to Wisconsin, despite a legal battle over federal funding for the project. Wisconsin has built 25 charging stations so far, using funding from the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, which was signed by former President Joe Biden. President Donald Trump's administration halted the congressionally approved funding last year. Wisconsin and 15 other states sued, and a federal judge restored the money in January. A statement from Evers says with the latest grants, a total of 120 charging station construction projects have gotten federal money. Clean Wisconsin spokesperson Amy Berrio says it's a fight that will pay off for the Badger State.
This is an important step, and we're seeing all across the world people making the transition in other countries to electric vehicles. We don't want to get left behind in Wisconsin or anywhere else.
The bipartisan infrastructure law will expire at the end of this month. Evers is urging members of Congress to continue the funding. On Sunday, President Donald Trump once again asked the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on his order to restrict mail-in voting. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, some absentee ballots in Wisconsin have already been sent out.
Trump asked the high court to intervene on the question of a new rule from the Postal Service. If implemented, the Postal Service would essentially be in charge of a list of who is and is not allowed to vote absentee. That's after a lower federal court blocked that rule twice. In the meantime, about 50,000 ballots are on their way to Wisconsin voters, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The agency put out guidance for clerks last week, saying a new rule from the Postal Service is not in effect, so they should follow their usual processes. Elections experts warn that the legal back and forth could cause confusion among election administrators and voters. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Donald Trump recently called for letting beef producers process and sell their own meat. Trump's executive orders are seen as an olive branch to American ranchers. The industry has pushed back on the administration's move to increase imported beef and lower consumer prices. But Jeff Sindelar, meat extension specialist for the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says more details are still needed.
There's a lot of strong statements that have been made that don't have a lot of context.
Sindelar says there are concerns that a push to deregulate processing could compromise food safety and disrupt the meat industry. But he says there aren't enough details in the two orders to know the full effect. Both the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association and the Wisconsin Farm Bureau celebrated the president's orders for moving to end federal wildlife protections for gray wolves. Coming up, preserving summer memories through canning. Stay with us.
Wisconsin life is about the food.
Tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
I wish my lemonade would be so famous that I could just walk down a red carpet.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Steve Gotcher with an ode to summer from one of his favorite activities.
Another summer is fading away, and try as we might to keep it here, fall and winter are just ahead. Amy Jo Barker reflects on summer delights and tells us how we might be able to preserve a little of it, even on the coldest nights.
The detritus of a beach day lies strewn about me, like so many artifacts, jutting half in and half out of the sand. I sit on my warm, rumpled towel, ice cream cone images stitched colorfully upon it, here in this sunny place between Bayfield and Washburn, Wisconsin. Later, I will sit and rest on driftwood, which lies on the beach, as I follow my children's small footprints and the memory of my father's large ones. Floaties, buckets, flip-flops, hats, oars, and umbrellas. Add to this sunburns, bug bites, splinters, and unidentifiable rashes. Each time we combine families, we add a few things, lose a few things, add a few memories, lose a few brain cells, have a few fights, dole out hugs and tears, maybe true confessions, maybe Whopper fishtails, maybe sincere apologies and musings. Time at the cabin, time at the beach, time with good friends, time with family. Time to realize we are now. Life is now. A part of summer, a part of our interwoven lives, our childhood memories, our grown-up daydreams. Days in the still and cool waters, in the warm, swampy tadpole edges. Mornings on the porch, hands wrapped around warm coffee mugs with hushed conversations between. Afternoons on the sand, in the bright sunshine, with screen door slams, cool glasses of lemonade and suds. Hours of packing, driving, and unpacking. Work first, and then the playing. Fishing, fishing, and fishing. Cleaning, cooking, family members, friends, sunsets. Lined up for dinner, oldest to newest. Plates rattling, glasses clinking. Everyone together in this place to savor summer. The big lake, Lake Superior, here beside the Schwamigan Bay, means summer to me, but also the small inland lakes, with their cabins nestled and hidden in the woods, with long lines of family and friends trailing annually to meet one another. Summer in Wisconsin. Here in our woods, our lakes, our beaches, summer is summer more than any other place. It is in our hearts, our memories, our family histories, and our souls. Evenings on the dock, walking the woods, watching the pounding rains, kinging one another, stealing bishops and rooks, dealing cards, telling tales, slapping skeeters, laughter, smiles, sighs, stars, wishes, days filled with pine cones and rock collections, warm sleeping children, happy hearts, beating the drum tap of days, dropping them one by one into life's jar like so many fireflies, so many glowing memories, added one upon another until full and overflowing with summers saved. Now crisp fall days and lean days of winter will come. Then the smell of pine and cedar will drift to our senses out of context, and we'll remember. We'll remember and run down cellar, peer at the jar, open the lid, and let it flow over us with a fond ache and a smile. Go ahead, dip in and eat it with a spoon of gratefulness. Summer canned. Is there anything better?
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Steve Gotcher.
And we'll end the show with your forecast. Rain in southeastern Wisconsin to start the day. Cloudy elsewhere to start the day today. Eventually, we could see some sunshine. It's going to be windy at times with highs in the 70s and 80s. Overnight, mostly clear with lows down into the 50s. And a really nice day in store for tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the 70s. And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.